Tainus, Per Gimel, Mishnah Vav, 3-6. This is a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah, in which the Mishnah will illustrate actual stories that happened, reflecting the halachas we saw in the previous Mishnah. It says, Maisa, it actually happened, Sheyardu Zekenim Yushalayim La'arehem, that the Sanhedrin went out of session, and the various elders went home to their respective homes, their hometowns. V'gazru Tainus al Shenira Kmlo Pitanor Shedafon Ba'ashkelon. And as everyone was leaving Yerushalayim, some people traveled past Ashkelon. The city of Ashkelon is a coastal city that actually is not really part of political Israel. It's part of a Philistine city. It wasn't really a Jewish city. But they saw, even there at a distance, that there was Melo Pitanor Shidafon. Shidafon, you recall, is that the wind blasted, knocking the grains out of their ears of grain. And so you couldn't harvest them. And they saw there was a field that had a section that had been blasted with this wind. Melo Pitanor means literally the amount to fill the mouth of one oven. The point here is that you make bread in a tanor, and this was enough grain to fill up, you know, one tanor's amount. There's a machlok, and we're exactly how much we're talking about. Is it one big loaf on top? Is it loaves around the top? Is it loaves and one full, all the loaves in one oven? Whatever is the point is, it was a small bit of field, enough to produce essentially one oven's full of bread, and that was enough to say, whoa, this is a potential hazard that could spread to where we are, and therefore they were Gazru Tainus, that everyone fasting in response to that throughout Israel. Va'od Gazru Tainus, a different time, they decreed a fast, al she'achlu ze'evim, because two wolves ate Shnei Tinokos be'Eva Yarden. They ate and attacked and ate two children in Eva Hayarden. Eva Hayarden means across the Jordan, meaning in the Transjordan, modern day Jordan, across the River of Jordan. That's, again, it wasn't part of political Israel at the time, but the fact that there are wolves roaming the streets during the daytime in nearby cities already is a reason for us to fast and cry out to Hashem, lest the wolves spread to our own cities. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo al she'achlu ela al she'niru. Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama agree that if you see wolves or other, you know, carnivorous wild animals during the daylight hours in your city, that suggests there's a risk, and they should start praying. The only question is, were there actually children who were eaten, or even just seeing it was enough to prompt them to create the fast? According to Rabbi Yossi, no children were eaten. They just saw it and declared the fast, whereas Tanakhama says no children were eaten. That's how it came to be known to them, and that's why they declared the fasts.